Begin the card daf mesechta Megillah daf Yudches. Begin the Meraf. Begin the Tesis Masechta. Begin with the Gemara. These are gedaitach. If you think to say the Mizbeach Kor Le Yaakov El, and then it should have said clearly Loi, and it didn't. So therefore, must be Hashem is calling Yaakov Kel, which Tesis bothered. He says, what do you mean? There, the Hachanamik said, we have it like a passage in Shmoyes Yudzan Yirka Shmoyah Hashem Nisi. He called its name. Hashem is my miracle, and we have a passage in Shaitu Mikla Hashem Shalom. We have a Tagmina, the Aramaic translation of it, there's a Falach Vatali that he worshipped and he davened. We see clearly that actually it's like the same type of pasuk. We see that they Gideon, Moshe, they were calling the Mizbeach in this name. So why is it different than this pasuk that our Gemara is bringing? So it says, what you could say is the Hasam Hashem Hanes, because there was a miracle of Hashem Hashalom, because of the peace Sheulim that happened to them. But you call Mizbeach, so that would make sense to interpret the pasuk, that that's why they were calling the altar by that name. So, yes, you could say it was them talking about the Mizbeach, even though it's not explicit like our Gemara is pointing out over here. But over here, like there was no activity over here. We could say, they came to do that, Kor Yaakov Kel, that Yaakov called the Mizbeach Kel. Why should he? And then he says, Yaakov called it again. And if it would be true that Yaakov did call the Mizbeach Kel, then the public should have been more explicit, like the Gemara points out. And that's why we say that it wasn't him calling the Mizbeach Kel, rather it was Elikei Yisrael, Hashem, who was calling Yaakov Kel.